Rays and A's series opener at Oakland Coliseum. Former teammates Evan Longoria and Matt Joyce exchanging pleasantries before the game. Let's pick this one up top two. Steven Souza Jr. facing Daniel Gossett.
One ball, one strike. And now the pitch by Gossett, and it's swung on and drilled to deep left. Chris Davis back turning around, and this one is going to be up on the ledge. And that one is gone above the out-of-town scoreboard, and a home run for Steven Souza Jr., and the Rays take a 1-0 lead.
9,736 here tonight at the Coliseum. A swing and a drive in a right center field of deep. Smith is back to the wall, and goodbye! Long distance for Chris Davis, his 26th of the year. A laser over the 388 side, and Oakland is on the board. A salute around third base, and the A's now trail it 2-1.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Yeah. Drive to left, deep in the corner, right down the line. Davis going back, fair or foul, and fair and gone. And a home run for Evan Longoria, and the Rays take a 3-1 lead. His 14th home run, and the second by the Rays tonight, 139 for the Rays this year. Came on a 1-1 pitch from Gossett, so the Rays answer back. They answer the Davis home run, and the Rays lead by two again.
Slider that just hung right out of the middle of the plate, and for somebody the ilk of Longoria, that was something he knew he could do some damage with, and unfortunately for Gossett, that the shutdown frame elusive.
And now the 3-1 pitch, ready on the way, and Ryan hits a ground ball to short, right to Echevarria. He fields and throws to first, inning over. The Rays have taken the first game of the series. The A's get a run, but come up one shy as the Rays have beaten the A's.
Rays hang on to take it 3-2 the final, snapping Oakland's three-game winning streak. Jake Odorizzi picks up win number 6 on the air. Here's Oakland skipper Bob Melvin after the loss.
You know what? We know he throws a lot of splits, and he throws a lot of off-count splits. Threw some sliders and cutters today, and we just couldn't get a beat on him. I mean, we were having tough time getting a good swing off him, let alone hitting the ball hard. So got to give him some credit tonight. He kept us off balance.
First look at Trinan, what did you think of what you saw from him?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy 98. I mean, it doesn't look like it's red line max effort type delivery with it. It looked like he had a sharp slider and threw a changeup. He's got three pitches, and ball gets on you. You know, ball's sinking when he throws his two-seamer, and you know, has decent ride to the four-seamer, so good first look. He's got good stuff.
Gossett with a career high for innings pitch, yeah. But allows two home runs. What are your thoughts overall?
Yeah, you know what? I thought he had some other base runners that he had to pitch around tonight, but I thought getting that deep in the game, keeping his pitch count down, I thought one of his better outings we saw, maybe, what was it, his second outing maybe that was his best, but, you know, after that, this was probably his next best outing.
How is Bruce Maxwell doing?
He's all right. You know, the second time he went down, it was because he got tripped up with the batter. But, you know, it scares you a little bit. Obviously, there's a lot of concern with that injury nowadays, and he's had it before. So, you know, certainly monitored him as the game went along, and, you know, he stunned him for a minute, but he was fine as the game went along, so. You know, that's obviously good news. You don't want to lose a guy for an extended period.
In that third inning, should a double play be completed there on Longoria as well?
You know, it took a little funny hop. So I think if it doesn't, then potentially we do turn it.
Righty Chris Smith will get the start for the A's as this series continues on Tuesday.